Was there anything, when you look back as a mother and a father, was there anything at this period when he was growing up that, when you look back right now, concerned you? It was anything concerning that you can explain to yourself what's going on right now?
Well, I can say this. What's going on right now is beyond what Michael can control, because I don't want to talk about it, because these people aren't, I don't think they really think Michael's a pedophile. They're after something else.
When he was 21, Michael's solo career really took off, and he transformed himself into the world's most successful recording artist with record-breaking albums. However, the King of Pop's commercial success was eclipsed in the media by his unnatural physical transition from boy to man and his increasing eccentric behavior.
When the media calls him Wacko Jacko, how do you feel?
I get upset too. I think that started in England, didn't it?
It started with those tabloids. Who owned the tabloids?
Many owners, yes.
Who?
I'm of many owners.
But you know, Daphne.
But let me tell you something.
Yeah, how could they call him Wacko? They sold more records than anybody in show business history. No one has competed.
Why is it so upsetting to him? What does he care?
And,
why is it so upsetting?
And the song We Are the World, he wrote 80% of that song.
She said, why is it so upsetting to him?
He is talented, nobody doubts that, so why are you so upset about it?
Wouldn't you be upset if somebody called you Crazy Daphne?
I guess I would, yeah.
Yes, but Wacko, what does that mean?
Wacko is weird.
Why is he so upsetting about it? Because he's not weird. They think he's weird. And people look at him as being Wacko or whatever. He's not that Wacko. To be number one in the world.
Why do they pick on him and call him Wacko Jacko? Why do you think they think he's weird?
You know what? I think the people is calling him that. They wacko themselves. Because they should look on...
You're getting upset about
that. Yes, I am getting upset, because they should... There's two sides. They look on the other side of the story. That, listen.
He's upset about it. Don't stop him.
Let me tell you something, Daphne. He's not Wacko. And those people that call him, they're Wacko themselves. Keep that in there. I want them to hear about this. I'm going to fight her, Daphne.
You're in a good mood.
Huh?
You're in a good mood.
Sure is.
You're in a very good mood.
Let's change the subject.
Yeah,
That's our son, and we love him, and we don't want, you know, you can't, you're not a mother. So you don't understand.
The public's fascination with Michael Jackson's ever-changing appearance and state of mind was further fueled when he unbelievably denies having extensive plastic surgery in this interview with Martin Bashir.
You know, you've physically changed, haven't you? The photographs of you, if I look at them...
No, it's called adolescence. It's called growing and changing.
Yeah, but even the shape of your face has changed.
No, it has not. I've had no plastic surgery on my face, just my nose. It helped me breathe better so I can hit higher notes.
But are you, Michael, are you honestly saying that you've only ever had one operation?
Two.
If he lied about how many plastic surgeries he did, how do I know about this thing he's telling the truth?
Yeah, but...
One don't have anything to do with the other.
So they're making money off things you said about my son. I'm like, hey, that's what it is. How many operations did Michael have? One, two.
I don't know, Joe, and I don't even want to talk about it.
This was no lie. It's a whole lot.
It's not even.
I'm gonna cut through this chase right here. Do you know how many Jewish people have plastic surgery done? More than anybody you want
there's
to see.
No, there's no question about...
There you go.
When you compare Michael, let's say, to another grow-up man, do you see any differences?
Michael still have kiddish ways. Yeah, he still enjoy being around the younger people. And he tries to help them the most.
But wait a minute. Michael fits in with anybody.
whether he's a child
he fits in with children, and when he's with grown-ups, he fit in with grown-ups also. And it's not that he's wacko, jacko, or weird, you know. That's just how he is.
In 1988, age 29, Michael left his parents' home and bought Neverland, where he created an amusement park for children. However, in 1993, Neverland's innocent image was tainted when he faced allegations of child abuse involving a then 13-year-old boy, Geordie Chandler.
There's no doubt that Michael Jackson paid in excess of $20 million to the family of the young boy back in 1993-94 case. No doubt about it. The allegations against Michael Jackson, never proven in court, were that over a period of many months, he slowly seduced this young boy and his mother, frankly, not physically seduced her, but with gifts and elaborate trips and beautiful surroundings at Neverland.
With the 1993 allegations leaving a question mark over Michael's sexuality, his response was a high-profile whirlwind romance with Lisa Marie Presley. They married in 1994 and divorced 20 months later. Then in 1996, he married his skin nurse, Debbie Rowe, the mother of two of his children. However, once again, the union was short-lived.